the Seder this week, Pasha's boy, we have the Mrs. Lysa say of Noisa. The Issa of Noisa, by Kovim Pesach. By Kovim Pesach, Tara says the mitzvah, you know, we bring it every Pesach, and the mitzvah is to eat the Kovim Pesach at night, and Tara gives the love that not to leave anything over for the morning. Everyone that's a munna on the Kovim Pesach, your mana, a mishpacha, or if you need, if the Kovim Pesach is too big, and the mishpacha is too small, your mana two mishpachas, or more. But everyone that's a munna on the Kovim Pesach has a mitzvah to eat it at night, and there's a lav not to leave it over in the morning. They'll have a nice place. Assuming men are baika. The chinuch in mitzvah ches, kedakai, gives a time for the mitzvah, gives a reason for the mitzvah. He says the reason is, because of an even from Cheres. We have a lot of mitzvahs on Pesach. There's an Indian to show Cheres, to show his man, the Hashem, going on, Hashem Yisbarach, Me'abdus, Cheres. We have to show Cheres and act with Hashiris. And the Derech of Moloch and Besarim is, they don't leave over things for the next day. Pasha, they don't eat leftovers. If there's anything left over, they throw it out. Same thing here, Torah says not to throw it out, the Torah makes it lav in the glasei. Torah says if there's anything left over, there's a mitzvah be'esh tisarif. But that's a mitzvah lav, it's never to leave it over. You're supposed to have eaten it all up. Every part of the carbon that you're able to eat, all the basa, you're supposed to eat it up that night. And if you leave it over, it's a lav. And again, the chinuch says the reason is al scheiris. Scheiris. Shtikal other I had was, the emes is a lav of noisa by all kabanas. It's a different pasuk. In Parshat Tzav, the pasuk happens to be written by the Parsha of Kavan Toida. When you bring Kavan Toida, it says also the Kavan Toida you could eat for. Also, you have to finish it after the Zman Achila. It's a Shlomim, but I believe it's one day and one night. Also, once you swim in a bike, it says not to leave anything over. And the Gemara runs out. There's an extra Joshua that from Kavan Toida we're going out to all kabbonis. That all kabbonis is allowed not to leave it over after the Zman Achila. Is lav and leisa. Over there, the chinuch gives a different reason. For the kol stick a lav, why does the kol stick a lav not to leave over any kabbonis if there's man achilan? The chinuch says the reason over there is shem yovel yedei sirchin. The Torah was very makbid that the kabbon should not come to become spoiled. And he says loshen shalei yakitzim reicha. Chashom shem people shouldn't feel that has a bad smell. We shouldn't let the type of meat is it spoils. So the Torah did not want and he bust the kachim to become spoiled, so the Torah gave a special lab. Make sure you eat it by the Zman Achila, and don't leave it over. So if the Zman Achila, it's a lab. So the Chayus Vissel Shver, how come over here, where the Torah gives a lab, an extra lab, by Kom Pesach, not to leave it over, the Chinuch has to give a different reason. By the lab of not to leave over the Kom Pesach, if the Zman Achila, the Chinuch says the reason is Ascheris. As Cheiris, we have to act like Moloch and Besarim. They don't keep leftovers, they don't eat leftovers, they eat it up, whatever's left over, they get rid of. Why doesn't he just say the Kol Nistik reason? Because the Shemayav and Gadei Sichin.
Yeah, because you see a Shlom is 2 days. So you see Sichin, you're not marked for 2 days at least. So it can't be at Sichin, because a day later it's not going to be Sichin.
Yeah, but the Kol Nistik lab of Noisa goes on all kabbanis. Some of the kabbanis, the mashal kabban toyde, is only one day.
It's one day, one night. It's all more than Kovim Pesach, no?
I'm sorry?
Kovim Pesach is the least.
Because it's one night. You know, because you're not eating
it. Yeah.
It's the same time frame. It's that day, which you're not eating, and that night. It's the same amount of time. And the kabban toyde is that day and that night.
Right.
You have less time to eat it because he's starting later. But the ending point is the same time. The ending point is the same time. So in the Maisa, why don't we say forget the time of Sechrin there also? So the Teretz is, the Mechas Chinuch in Isei is Ma'oya, that again, like we said, there's a Kol Nistik Alav in Pashat Tzav for all Kabbanis not to be over this in Isei, that you have to not leave over any Kabban past the Zman Achila. But the Chinuch says, and again, this Kol Nistik Alav will go on, besides on the Kohen Pesach, goes on the Shlomim, goes on the Chattas, the part that's eaten by the Kohen, go on the Toyda, go on the Kohen Bechor, go on all Kabbanis. But three Kabbanis have a special lav miyuchid for them, not to leave it over. One of them is the Kohen Pesach, like we said, has a special lav not to be over, Noisa, not to leave it over, extra, if there's Zman Achila. The second one is Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni also has a special Pesach, like Sesume and Avoyka. And the third one is the Kohen Chagiga that's brought on Pesach. The Kohen Chagiga that's brought on Pesach also has a special lav not to leave it over. And by all three of these, the Chinuch gives a special reason. By Pesach, he gives a reason of Cheres. Again, you have to act like cheiris, hashiris. That's why we're not allowed to leave any over. Not to eat it like the derech malachim basarim, that they don't eat old food, they only eat fresh meat, what was from that day. And by Pesach Sheni, the chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Pei Beis, the chinuch also gives the same reason. As cheiris, Pesach Sheni is also in your cheiris, to remember the Zman HaGumla. And Kama Chagiga, in Mitzvah Tov Pei Vav, the chinuch is a different reason. He says it's al simcha. The Kama Chagiga is brought to simcha. And simcha, zok the chinuch, is simcha is beribui achinas basa, by eating extra basa. And therefore the Torah wanted you to make sure you have a big meal, have a big flesh, don't zalava, don't be, leave over any, for later, make sure you eat a lot with the Kama Chagiga. And that's why the Torah gave a mitzvah, not to leave any over. So the chinuch is ma'ir, he says, a chayr by these three kabbonis, if a person's ever nice, he'll be ever two lavin. First, he'll be ever the lava kolius, which is a pashas sab, there's a lavin every carbon, not to leave it over. And for these three kabbonis, Pesach sheni chagiga, if you're ever nice, you'll be ever second lav. The lav miyuchud that it says by Pesach, lav miyuchud it says by Pesach sheni, lav miyuchud that it says by chagiga. It's a minute, it's very posh. That's why the chinuch has to give a separate reason, because he was trying to explain why there's an extra lav. Because there's two reasons. By every carbon, you have the one reason, Shalom Yerunga Dei Seachin, that's where there's one lav. But by Kohen Pesach, there's two reasons. First of all, Shalom Yerunga Dei Seachin, and also because of Cheres, that's where there's two lav. And that's what the Chinuch comes to explain, why is next lav. And Pesach Sheni is also two lav. That Shalom Yerunga Dei Seachin, and also Cheres. And by Chagiga, there's also two reasons, because there's two lav. That's why the Chinuch has to give two reasons. Because there's two reasons for two lav. There's and also for the Mitzvah Simcha. Okay. The Chinuch in Eis Aleph, or in Mitzvah Ches, he clears the Shayla, if the Lav Noisa has a Shia, is it a Shia Kazayis, or is it a Shia Kol Shuhu? What if you leave over just a little bit? Because it doesn't say any Shia in the Torah. It's not Is Achila, it's talking about an Oichel. The Lav Noisa goes on Basu, which is Royal Achim, which is Mitzvah to eat, but Etzim is not a Mitzvah Achila. Any Mitzvah which is the achila, and we don't have any special halachah from Sinai changing the what the shear is like on Yom Kippur. The shear is achila. It's more than k'zayis. It's a gregus. But every other mitzvah which is b'achila is b'k'zayis. What about the isav noisa? Do you say it's also shear k'zayis because we're talking about an oichel? We're talking about basal joel achila. Or do you say no? Since it's not a mitzvah b'achila, it's not a mitzvah achila. It's just a lav not to leave it over. Maybe the shear is a kol shum. So the Minchas Chinuch is a little meyer from this, and he brings Raya's both ways. And he ends off that the Pashtus is the Shears of Kazayis. Because Lamais is a double Eichel, and anything, any lav which is in a double Eichel, which is something that is Basel, which is Raya Lachinga, and we don't have Mefurish, any other Shears, the Stoma, the Shears of Kazayis. Then the Minchas Chinuch in Eisvav, Klazdevin Shayla, what about if a person brought two Kavanas, and he left over from one Kavan a Chatzik Kazayis? And for the other carbon, he left over another chatzik zayis. Are you mitzarif the two chatzoy gezayis to be one gezayis to be over noisa? Over noisa. Moshul on Sunday, he brought two kabon shlamim. Shlamim he's supposed to eat 2 days in one night, so he's supposed to eat it that Sunday. He's supposed to eat it Sunday night. He's supposed to eat it that Monday. And the kamshkiya he's over noisa. So what if he brought two kabon shlamim and one shlamim he ate the whole thing? He left over half gezayis Monday night, and the other shlamim he also left over half gezayis Monday. Are you mitzarif the two half exaysa to be a shishonim?
Not that two shlomim, even two different.
Right. Yeah, we can get that. First of all, the mechassan himself tells on this that if you hold the machlokes in Yumu, we know the fine gimel bays of chatzis shir osim in a tayer now. If you hold chatzis shir is only the rabbanon, then it's a nice shayla. Not to mean is if you ever the raisa, you must have the two chatzis shir. But if you hold chatzis shir is osim in the raisa. So the Mechas Chinuch himself, a chayr, is no big nafkamina, because you're over anyway in a chatzis shir.
And there's no malchus.
Normally the nafkamina b'shir is b'negei einshin, b'negei malchus or karis. That's if you're over the shir, you get the einish of malchus or karis. If you're not over the shir, it's only chatzis shir osim minatayr, but there's no malchus or karis. But over here, by noisa, the Mechas Chinuch brings down the Gemara says there's no malchus anyway, because of two reasons. One Mandama says the reason is because the lav shame by maisa. There's no action, it's a passive, it's any lav which doesn't have an action, it's like Meshev al Tasa, you're not doing anything, it just happens, you're sitting down, and you let the basa become noisa, that's the lav she'em b'maisa. So it's not lav, it's a very b'deraisa, but there's no malchus. And the other mandam says, because the lav handed the lase, because the Torah says, it gives a lav, a su men a baika, but a nice su men a beishti sarif. And if you do leave it over, the Torah gives you a mitzvah to burn it. So any lab which the Torah gives, any avei which the Torah follows up with Mrs. Asay, that's called lab and nitag asay, there's no malchus. As a meaning over here, it might not mean if the two have a kazesim on the star. Even if they're not, the chayu kuin to mandama of, kuin to mandama that chatzishasim in the Torah, you behave anyway in the staraisa. But Mechchinich brings down in the sense that the Pnei Yeshua and Beid, Avzayim and Beis, they have a mask on my timer and the Shagasai at the end of Simon Peyav, if they ask this kasha in Kolonius, because what's the pshat according to the Mandama, the Chatzi Shias Asminatari? If you hold Chatzi Shias Asminatari, then why do we have Shirun by all these mitzvahs? Any mitzvah that doesn't have. What about for any avayer that doesn't have Malkus? And they talk about over there the lav by yiro by yimotza. We know the machleik is b'sharim b'sinul and by sa'ar, what the shear is. But there's a shear pasha of zayis to be over on Pesach. What? Yeah, but that's the reason why chashish is asmin tayyib. But over there we. You mean?
Yeah, but
why does the Torah give a shear by any issa which doesn't have malchus?
It does. It doesn't give shear. There's no place that it gives a shear. It says achilu.
But we find the Gemara doesn't even finish the Bayer by Motzah that's Machogis, but Shambi Sundal by Sa'or, if it's a. Right? That's Machogis again, if it's
good. Yeah,
it's
good. The Gemara could be going
to the Mandam, because the Gemara is a cash. The Gemara does talk about, I guess, this we Paskin Chasishia Osman Atayr. Maybe, I don't know, look at the Rambam. The Rambam Paskin Chasishia Osman Atayr. The Rambam being down the Shia Bayer by Motzah is with Zayas. I did no Marcus by Bayer by Motzah because it's Lavin at the Gasei. Because it's Nitta Klasei of Tashvisu. But it seems to be clear. They talk about the way we. As I affect the Pnei Yeshua and the Shagasaya. And this is similar to what the Mechasinach is clearing over here. But the Mechasinach wants to say, Pasha the Teres for this whole Kasha. It says, there is enough Kamina. Even if you're Chatzishia, there is enough Kamina if it's a Shia or a Chatzishia. Enough Kamina will be with the Rambam, Perkei Mechashvu is Lachi Lalof. The Rambam says that if first he makes a Shvua, not to eat an issa, a shia of an issa, the shvu is not chal, because it's mujavim mahasinai. But if a person would make a shvu and not to eat a chatzi shia, the shvu is chal. Because even if you hold any of the Ram Paskin, chatzi shia asmin a Torah, the Ram says, since the issa of chatzi shia is not mufush b'Torah, you have to know what that means, but since the issa of chatzi shia is not mufush b'Torah, the shvu is chal. That's not called mujavim mahasinai, something that's not mufush b'Torah. But maybe it's like the mechasrat, that would be a teretz to the Pneishu and the Shakasai's Kasha. That if he, the nafkamina will be, if a person made a shvua not to eat a chatzi shia, that the shvua will be chal. And if he made a shvua on a shia, then the shvua will not be chal. And nafkamina will be about tshuva. I mean, how many verses did he do? Then he went and ate it. Was he over also the shvua? Does he have to do tshuva on both of theirs? Does he say vidu and do tshuva on both of theirs? Or was he only over one of theirs? Is a mail, that'll be nafkamina here also.
What if a guy eats a shia? How many shvuas is he over?
The Ram says that be Mujbah and Masinai.
One
shear,
there's only one Isser. A Chatzah
shear,
you don't say it's to be
Isser.
Every drop is a
Chatzah shear. Oh, he made a shear, not to eat a Chatzah shear?
He's
kiveg about that.
You have a joy. You have one, you have a thousand.
Why a thousand?
Every drop is a Chatzah shear, you have a million pieces.
Right. Oh, well, then he can see his fur, that once he had a shear ready, it's not
true. If
you
eat 5%, you know, it's only a swiss.
You have a
strawberry
tea.
Because that swiss is a marsik, but over here there's no such thing as a swiss, there's no malchus. You can't have a swiss in between over here.
You have a malchus.
Not again.
You have a swiss, don't even drop.
There's no such thing as don't eat if it's not malchus. Because that swiss only means malchus.
Okay, back up point. This is what Mechus wants to say. If a person made a shvua that he will not leave over any of this carbon, of these two kabanas. He brought two kabanas shalom, like we said, and he made a shvua that he's not going to leave over any of these kabanas. So if he makes the shvua on a shia shalim, the shvua will not be chal. because it's mushed by Masinai. But he made a shua not to leave over from these carbon shlomim. And he left over half a zayis from one carbon and half a zayis from another carbon. So if you say it's mistarif, so it turns out he was over the issa of Naisa and the Shia Shalim, so the shua was not chal, because mushed by Masinai. But if you hold that these two chatzoi zayisim are not mistarif, then the shvu will be chal, because so the over chatzis shia on each one, but the shvu will be chal. So again, so nafmina chay will be where he made a shvu that he's not going to leave over a chatzis shia from each one. I guess that's what he means. And he brings two kabbana shlomim and he made a shvu, he's not going to leave over a chatzis shia from this one, a chatzis shia from that one. So if it's mistarif, such a shvu is not chal, not to leave over a chatzis shia from this and a chatzis shia from that, because it's a shvu on a shia shalim. And it's mushvarim hasinai. But if you say it's not mistarif, then the shvu will be chal. So that'll be nafmina. But kaponim, this is mechaskanus chakira. If a person leaves over chatzik zayis from one kabbal shalom and chatzik zayis from second kabbal shalom, are they mistarif together to be considered that he left over from both? And mechaskanus says the chakira could clear not only if both isurim are b'basachas, almost you brought two kabbal shalom with the zman noisa. The Aver was both Monday night, like we say, brought two Kabbalah Shalom on Sunday, so the Zman Lais will be Monday by Shkia at night. He says, but the same Shang, he said, Klad Mechasan, even if you brought two Kabbalahs which have different Zman, Moshal on Sunday, you brought a Kabbalah Chattas and a Kabbalah Shalom. So the Chattas, and you gave, the part that's eaten by the Kohen, and you gave a Kohen his part in the Shalom, and the Kohen got his part in the Chattas. And the Kohen left in the Chattas, he was supposed to eat one day and one night. So the Chattas that he brought on Sunday, he was supposed to finish Monday morning. The shlomim that was brought on Sunday, the kohen was supposed to finish Monday night. So what about if he left over chatzi shia from the chattas Monday morning, and he left over another chatzi kzayis from the shlomim Monday night? So here you have two chatzi shia from two different zmanim and two different kabbonis. The Mechas Chinuch says they're also you could clear if they're mistarif. And the Mechas Chinuch svar is he says pashas they are mistarif. He says because we don't find even though it's a hefzik zman. Even if they don't end at the same time.
No, so then it's different times.
Nah, so he wants to say the same thing. He says, the Maisa, he gave a Kohen, for example, part of a Kamachatis to eat from the Shechtan on Sunday, and that's man he has to finish by Monday morning. And he gave a piece of a Shlomim that he has to finish by Monday night. And he left over half a Gzayas from the Chattas Sunday Monday morning, and he left over half a Gzayas from the Shlomim Monday night, that will also be Mistarif. He says, because we don't find that Zman is Mafsik in Hashlomas Hashir only by Achila. By Achila, it's a halacha mishmisina, you didn't have kedei achilas pras. All isuri achila, you have to do the full shiur of kedei achilas pras. If you wait more than kedei, if you have exais now and you wait more than kedei achilas pras, that's not mistarif. But all other various, we don't find as man is mafsik. And he gives two examples. One example gives is me'ila. Person's on moel behektish, which the shiur is a pruta, and he's moel behektish, a half a pruta today, and then 2 days later he's moel in the second half a pruta, that is mistarif. Even though Chaim and the Seif explains a little different, but that's one example that the Mechasan brings. And another example he gives is, we spoke about this one time, Melechas Kaisav. The Shia of Kaisav and Shabbos is two Oisis. If a person writes one Ois in the morning, and then a few hours later, he writes a second Ois, it's Mistarif. We don't find that the few hours makes any hefsek. When Maisa, eventually, when this person finishes the Shia, he's over. The same thing over here. If you finished, if you're over Chatzik Zayis of Noisa, so Monday morning, and then you have the second chatzik zayis Monday night. It is mistarif.
That's because you could put the two oisis together. If you cook on Shabbos half a zayis in the morning, and then you cook.
Also that's mistarif. Chayis also mistarif. It's a big chiddush by kaisiv. But yeah, it's also mistarif. But I was thinking that chayis is a chelik. Because when do you say that when a person does a half a shiur now and then he does even a few days later the second half a shiur a few hours later, that's mistarif? That's by this on the gavra. When the Torah wants this person not to do melacha Shabbos, so this person not to do meila, that's where you could say the gavra first he didn't do the complete shiur, but eventually caught up with him. Eventually, this person did a whole shiur. But by Naisa, I think Pashtus that the Torah's ratzon was on the chefs of the carbon. That this korban should not be left over. It's a chiv on the gavra. The Torah was poiky the gavra, this person that you're responsible to make sure it wasn't left over. But the real ratzon of the Torah was this korban should not be left over. It wasn't so much on the gavra. And if the real ratzon of the Torah was this korban should not be left over, so this korban I didn't leave over shia, we weren't over the ratzon of the Torah. And what does that have to do with another korban? The second korban also you weren't over shia. You keep him starved to two korbanos. Not like the mechzchanach. That by noisa, since the issa is on the carbon, the Torah in the Torah was the carbon should not be left over. So each carbon was not left over. There's nothing to even start from one to the next. One doesn't do the next. If the issa is on the gavra, that the gavra should not, even though Shabbos also maybe the Torah was pekah the person on Shabbos should not be mechulo. Over the more pashtus is it's an issa on the gavra. The person should not be mechal on Shabbos. So it catches up with him. He did part of the shiur now, and eventually when he finishes the shiur, well, it's all one person. So that one person is over. Same thing by Me'ila. It's all one person. He was Mo'ba Hekdesh. But by Noisa, I think the rest of the Torah was on this carbon, especially the way the Tinnach explains the reason Shal Noyav and Adesichin. So you don't have a Shia, which is every Adesichin by this carbon. You don't have a Shia, which is every Adesichin by this carbon, but even without the Tam. Pashas, we won't go with the Tam. But Pashas, the rest of the Torah was on the carbon. If the rest of the Torah is on the carbon, you keep it with star from one carbon to the next. Not like the
Mechaschanach. But it's case of Ksiv, if
by his own shayin, where he held that the by noisa that the two he has to say some star. He says, what about if the first day of Gzayis was nisra? Right, first you were over l'moshul the chatas in the morning, you were over noisa and half Gzayis, and then after that it was nisra, and then later on you were over another half Gzayis and noisa from the shalom at night, but his kibbutz is not here that anymore.
Right,
but Shabbos maybe now. Shabbos machzor Shabbos is maybe Shabbos is different.
No, you need both places.
All right. But the mechasanka according to his svar, that not the way we're saying, but according to his svar, that the two chatzoy gzeisim amit stop by nisra. I forgot to say this. According to mechasanka svar, the two chatzoy gzeisim amit stop. What about the first? You first the nisra and the gzeisim, and then it was nisra. Are you still evil later when you mash on the shear the second size or not? He doesn't explain what a suffix is. But I was thinking maybe a suffix is because since it's a lav nitik asay, and the fact that it was nisraf, the asay in a way took off the lav. And lav nitik asay in chayim means asay, it doesn't take off the lav completely. There's still an aver here, still pashas to the tshuva, but it takes off the lav to a certain extent. It does do something. So
it's
maybe.
Because by Shabbos,
you could say stam. Or you could say stam. It's similar to the Shabbos, that if it's not here, there's no visa to be mustar. That he vibes Sarachian.
It's not
benimsa. That he blives, but he blives sirachim with that. Like it's not so posh. Maybe you say no. Ma'isi was even nicer now on the full sheet. It doesn't make a difference if the first half is gone at this point. You don't need to be here to mistarve.
So if you
mistarve
from one Shabbos to the next Shabbos,
cool. That's different. That's different. Shabbos mechalach.
There's no way you're saying Kol's
Mahdi,
whenever he's
going to
have it,
right.
What's his
okay. Okay. But again, the way we were saying, I don't see the whole svar to begin with, that by two kabbanish you start to begin with, because since the Torah is written on each carbon you don't have a shiur. The Mechasanach himself, this is a very shiur, but at the end he wants to say a different reason why it's not mistarif. He wants to say, because the Torah says, let's assume Mimenu ad baika. Since it says Mimenu, he's making a drasha. Mimenu is mashu mimenu, from it, from each carbon miyuchid. But this is like a shtekel pelna. Say the mechasanach is making his own drasha. The mimenu has to be from one carbon. You keep him start from coming to the next. It means a pelna. The mechasanach is like making his own drasha. Drashas are only from Chazal, and even Chazal only have drashas, which is Messiah from Hasina, for Teir Shabbat Peh. In the Agoyis of Mechaschinach, they bring from the Mechasoilus that he has a different kash in Mechaschinach. There's a Gemara in Yibam, Mestafayim, and the Anglam, and Aleph. There's a different drasha from the word Mimenu. The Gemara dash is Tilsum Mimenu Nema, and the Gemara says, Om Vitzach, Menayin, Lo Oro Shasuv, and Maisa Sheni. How do we know an Oro is also Maisa Sheni? Because it says Mimenu by Noisa, and it says Mimenu by Pesach, by this Pasuk, it's Mimenu, and it says Mimenu by Maisa Sheni, Ma Pesach, Ma Mimenu, Om Pesach, Oro Asaboy, just like Pesach and Oro is also the same thing. And Noro, someone within a Mingla, is also in Maisa Sheni. So you see the Gemara Dashans in the words we menu different drushas, and it doesn't mention this drusha. So Zeish, Rem, Chesuch, they make a drusha. But again, I think in Svara, Mechesuch in Svara, that Noisa, you would be Mistar, if Chatz Xayas from one coven, Chatz Xayas from another coven, but Mechir, there's a Mokhati Mechalik, that by Noisa, the Torah acid, the rest of the Torah was on the carbon. Okay, another thing you want to speak about in this week's Seder Pashas Boy is about the mitzvah matzah. There's a minig by the Sfadim, not a minig, a din, I mean, the way the Sfadim and Noyeg is, when they eat matzah a whole year, right, we have them over here, some of our chavirim, when they eat matzah a whole year, they make a bari minim mezoinus, they make a mezoinus a matzah. And on Pesach, when they eat matzah, they make a moitzi. A whole year, they make a mezoinus and al mechia. They'll take a matzah, and they make a mezoinus and al mechia. And on Pesach, they'll make a moitzi in Bechas HaMozen. And L'chayr, in Halacha, it's Zei Ois Gehalten. The Ikedin is like them. Because in Shulchan Aruch, Erechayim, Sim Kufsam Ches of Zayin, The Mechal Pasuk is a din for the Gemara Brachos that Pasuk of the Kisnin, you make a Mezainis on. What we call anything like cake, what we call Pasuk of the Kisnin, anything which is made of flour and water, but it's not lechem, it's called Pasuk of the Kisnin, you make a Mezainis and an Al Mechia. Unless you eat Kedei Kviya Suda. If you eat a Shia Kedei Kviya Suda, then you already make a Moitzi and Bechsa Mazen. For example, a lot of people say that pizza is Pasuk of the Kisnin, and we make if you eat one slice, it's not Kviya Suda, you make a Mezainis and Al Mechia. If you eat two slices, you make a Moitzi and Bechsa Mazen. The Shulchan Aruch Pasuk said, Vav, what if a person thinks he's not going to eat Kedei Kviya Suda? He thinks he's going to eat one slice of pizza. And he makes a mezainis. And then he changes his mind and he eats a second slice. And he eats Kedei Kviya Suda. So the Mechal Paskin is he'll bench. In such a case, you will bench because in the mice in the end, you ate Kedei Kviya Suda. And it's Masha from the Mechaba that you won't make, you don't make a Maitzi.
The other share, if you eat from the mezainis, who knows how much, then you make mezainis.
Right.
He's not talking about pizza.
Well, anything which you made, let's give you an example.
Cake.
Anything which you
said.
Right. But you started with a mezainis, and then you changed him, and you thought you're only going to eat less than Kedei Kviya Suda, and you ended up eating a shir Kedei, maybe it's a four bayim, whatever the shir is, you ate Kedei Kviya Suda, then you bench. But even though in the middle you decide you're going to eat more, you don't make a new bracha maitzi. You say machin your first mezainis, you already made a mezainis, you keep on eating, and you make and you bench at the end. So you'll have a mezainis in the beginning and bechus mezain at the end. That's the halacha. Agapon and pasuk b'kisnin is the halacha that you make a mezainis in the beginning, and if you're not eating Kedei Kviya Suda, and you make al mechia at the end. So what is pasuk b'kisnin? So the Mechaba in Shulchan Aruch brings three cases of pasuk b'kisnin. The first case of pasuk b'kisnin is it's nefer memula. It's baked full. For example, you bake the dough, you took the dough and you baked it with cheese on it, or basan, or meat on it, or you baked on it with dvash, vagoizim, a lot of honey and nuts. That's pasuk b'kisnin. That's the reason why a lot of people make a mezainis on pizza, because they take the dough and they bake it with the cheese and sauce on it. So that's mafkiya, the din lechem from it, and it has a din mezainis. And agav, the Sicilian slice is what they sell in stores. What they call Sicilian, it's a square slice. That's takam zainis, because the way, if you talk to the pizza shops, what they do is they bake that dough first without any cheese and sauce. First they bake it a little bit, and then so it has already, it's chalon and din lechem, and it's hamaitzi, and then after they put the cheese and sauce on it, and then they bake it again. But once it was already chalon and din lechem, you're not mafkiya that din lechem, it remains din lechem, and that's hamaitzi. That remains hamaitzi.
It's like a pizza thing.
Right. If it was first baked, that's pasuk b'kisnin. But if it was first baked, and then you added something, you baked it again, you made a grilled cheese, you're not going to take off the teres nama, teres lechem from it. It remains a mitzi. A second case of pasuk b'kisnin is pasuk matuvah b'tavlin. It's so full with tavlin or sugar, the Pesachim say, that it's nikka. Even though we always bake, very often they bake bread or challah with some sugar in it, but it's not really nikka, doesn't take away the taste of bread, that's why it makes a mitzi. But if it's so mutuvah with tavlin, has so much spices in it, that it's so nikka, that changes it, that takes off the teres lechem from it, doesn't have a taste of bread, and it becomes an impossible b'kisnin. It's mezainis and al mechia, if you don't eat Kedei Kviya Suda. And the third case of the Mechaba is, You bake something that cracks. We know the type of bread is, when you bend it, it doesn't break. It bends. But if you take something like a cracker, that cracks when you bend it, it's baked so hard that it cracks, that's pasuk b'kisnin. The Lashon of the Mechaba is, she'oisam oisam ka'ovim yaveshim, it's like very thick and dry, the kaisasin oisam. And when you chew it, the kaisasin is a lashon of chewing something hard. It's not like chewing bread. You're chewing something like kaisaschitim, you're chewing something hard, like a cracker. And the Mechaba says, "V'hein the groin biskunis." I think it's like biscuits. And the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishabur brings down kichlach. Kichlach, for that reason, is pasuk b'kisnin. Kichlach is basically flour and water. But since it cracks, or crackers, or our crackers, if you take a cracker and it cracks, that's pasuk b'kisnin. As a mingla, that's where the minig of the Sfadim, that they say matz also cracks. What's matz different than a cracker? When my father, Lashon, was once married to me, he says, you know, any cracker that you see, pashtus is really not chametz. It's very hard to have a cracker that's chametz, because the crackers are made well within 18 minutes, they're really quick, and really, probably, every cracker is matzah, is then matzah. Any cracker you ever see that cracks is really probably yetzidei matzah, if it would be in nishma, l'shem, it's matzah. He was on Samaria to me. I think also even on Cheerios. And Cheerios, you look at a Cheerio, probably the way it was baked so quick, very lightly, it's not chometz. He said, not to be semech on this, Chashan. I was the first one to say, don't be semech on this. But really, I think it's so easy to create chometz. People still find it so hard to make matzah. It's maybe harder to make chometz than it is to make matzah. Yeah, the Cheerios, the way the machinery probably makes it. What? Oh, it's cheese, Okay, but really, a pasha is any crack or anything. It's not different than a matzo. Even Cheerios is really probably not even chametz. Someone will find Hashem a Cheerio on Shabbos, they'll go crazy. What?
Well,
it has yeast. Oh, something else. I don't think
they say it.
Probably not. Probably not, but probably not. That's another gear. Also, all these things, you can, if you pay attention and taste bread, you should know what the Torah calls chametz. It should have a little bit of a sour taste to it. It's a good sour taste, but bread should have a little bit sour. The dough became a little bit sour. And all these crackers don't have it, and all these Cheerios don't have that sourness, that sour taste. They probably never were chametz. But al kaponim, that's the system Chabad says, anything which cracks, which is hard and it cracks, is mezainis. That's why they make a mezainis a matzah. So okay, they're right. But the thing I never understood was, what's Peshat on Pesach? On Pesach, all of a sudden, they change and they make a mitzi. They make a mitzi in it, the whole Pesach. What's Peshat? And the Yetzu with it on Pesach. I remember I once saw...
I think so. What?
How do you know they made a mitzvah?
Some did.
Okay, but if the ones that cracks, is there
a guy?
So they
crack. Remember, I used to learn in the Gerish Tibble, there's a big Hamachachram, Spadish, a young man, Hamachachram, and I remember one time we were in the coffee room, and in the Gerish Tibble, there was a box of matzahs, and he just opened the box of matzahs, got a piece, and in front of me, broke off a piece, made a mezainis, and just ate it, just like that. And I remember I couldn't get over it. And I said to him, and you make a mezainis? He goes, yes, make a mezainis, as they could then. And I go, what are you doing, Pesach? He goes, Pesach, we make a mitzi. And I asked him, what's the takab shat? He told me, kacha. That's the way it is.
Because I want to say very quickly.
Okay, so I'm jumping ahead, but basically, this is what was always apparent to me. First of all, the Minig Ashkenazim was even more shver. Why we make a hamitzi on matzah a whole year is so shver, because they're right that matzah is possible kistin. But the Meisim, this father to me was always a tmiya. This kasha that if they're right that it's a mezainis the whole year, what's Peshat on Pesach on Sunday they're making a mitzi. So the Teretz is the Elul was seems to be mechan very quickly, but the Teretz I just found what I think the Teretz is the Mechas Chinuch Mitzvah Yud Oisei. The Mechas Chinuch doesn't talk about this Minhag HaSfadim, but the Mechas Chinuch talks about if you could be yotze the mitzvah of matzah possible b'kisnin. If you would have flour and water and it was memula with something or it's metuvah b'tavlin, it'd be possible b'kisnin can be yotze. That and you made it l'shem mitzvah matzah. You l'shem mitzvah matzah can be yitzed on Pesach. Bemis Kivega Shochanach claims the same shaila. Can be yitzed possible kistin in the mitzvah matzah. To me, it's a bit shver l'chayyeh if it's the pasuk mamunga with gvina or tavlin l'chayyeh that should be vatal the tam of matzah. The Gemara in Avi Pesachim says that v'shusim vatal mitzvah. If you eat the mitzvah matzah together with a piece of fish or a piece of meat, you're not yetzer mitzvah because in your mouth the meat of the fish is mavatl. It dilutes the tam, the taste of the matzah, and you're not yetzer with that. The Gemara does say that mitzvah is not mavatl mitzvah. Special chiddush that if you eat marah together with the matzah, that mitzvah is not mavatl mitzvah. Rishus is not the mitzvah. So here also, if you're having this Passover kisnin and it was mulu with cheese or something. Why don't you say the tam is mevatel the mitzvah? Unless you're going to say that the whole thing becomes the chetz of the matzah. The cheese also all of a sudden became the chetz of the matzah. If you hold that, kibyetz of matzah, possibly
the chetz of
matzah. Right, maybe it's all batel and it all becomes part of the chetz of matzah. The whole thing is made with chetz of matzah. The pashas, my matzah is supposed to be flour and water.
What if you make a pizza and eat only the crust? You make a matzah? There's nothing on it. Yeah.
I think the whole thing is a shem.
But he,
you're eating it together, you're not just eating it.
You only ate that.
Yeah, but he doesn't say that. It's Masha from the Mechas Chinuch, he's claimed by all. But the Mechas Chinuch does clear it also by another case of, there's one more case of Pasuk of Kistin that the Shochanach before we mentioned said three cases, but there's only a fourth case in the Gemara, and Brachas Tachlam Ches, called Kuvada Ara. Kuvada Ara is flour and water, But you use a lot of water. There's a lot of water, so it's very, very soft dough, an extra soft dough. And there's another tanai of Kuvud HaAra is it's baked on the floor of the Tana. For some reason, baking on the floor of the Tana bakes it differently. But if you have these two conditions, it's baked with it's lechem racha, it's called. It's very soft bread, there's a lot of water in it, and it's baked on the kaka, on the floor, on the ground of the Tana. That's called Kuvud HaAra, that's Bar Minyan Mezaynus, that's Paschal B'Kislin. And so that also, the Mechaschen HaKlez, that Kuvud HaAra, there's no problem of tam being battle because it's just flour and water, there's nothing else. So maybe this is a little easy to understand. But it's possible with Kisnan, it's a Mezainis and Al-Michya. So the Mitzvah Matzah with Kuvud HaAra. So that, the Mechaschenach brings down, it's Pesach Rambam. The Rambam Perek Gimel Huchas Baruchas Alocha Tes Paskins that Kuvud HaAra is possible with Kisnan, which make a Mezainis and Al-Michya. But in Perek Vav, Mechaschenach Matzah and Alocha Vav, the Rambam Paskins that with Kuvud HaAra, you can Yetzi Dei Mitzvah Chinas Matzah. And Pashas Tama means, even though you only need Gezayis to the Kuvud HaAra, which is Mezainis, you Yetzi Dei the Mitzvah. So what's Takab Shat? So the Mechaschenach wants to say this far, this is what the Enum was saying right away. He says, the mitzvah is kova. The fact that you're being mekayim a mitzvah, that's as choshev as Kviya Suda. The whole reason why Kviya Suda gives up a chashivas to it, that you make a...
Right, that Rambam, that you make a maybe ultimate
mitzvah. Right. What?
Where do you have a right in that Rambam?
Yes.
Maybe you make a mitzvah. And you go to that. Where do you see that? That shtickle. That if you go to that, it has to be a mitzvah. That's the... Do you have a hashtag?
Yes, I see the Mechaschenach.
Maybe you'll make
it older. Maybe it remains Mezainis and Yetzer. I think the Kiveg is Mashna way.
I mean, from that Rambam alone.
The Kiveg talks about being Yetzer Matzah with Paschal B'Kislin Mashna.
Where does it say that's totally? Where does it say it's totally?
Because I think, because the Mechaschenach.
Rambam says you make a Mezainis.
Probably the same thing, right?
That's when you eat normal Matzah.
I think it's because he has the Lechem. It's a very long Mechaschenach. Maybe I didn't go through the whole thing clearly, but you know, offhand I would say maybe as far as the Shtei Lechem Ayni. Shtei by Matzah, the din has to be Lechem. So what's this whole, has to be, how can we eat so Paschal B'Kislin? We have to have a din Lechem. So if you eat Paschal B'Kislin, the Shekhar Dei could be a Suda, maybe it won't be a Shaila. Maybe Poshid could be eat so Paschal B'Kislin, they Matzah. If you have all the other criteria, if you have Kuvud HaAra, you need the shaker, possible because you ate a shaker, they can be suited. But Rama's mashma, even if you ate just a gzais, you ate to the matzah and pashas, you have to have the lechem. So he wants to say that the mitzvah is covered, the mitzvah gives it the kviyas. He says, here's the word achshavei, we once spoke a few weeks ago, the achrenim say, a lashon of achshavei, but he says the mitzvah is covered. But this mechaschenach would only answer the minigas fadim on the say of the night. The say of the night, where you're being, it's a mitzvah, that tak would be, the mitzvah would be kaveya, make a din kviya sudas, you'd be make hamaitzi and bichas a muzin the say of the night. But what about the whole Pesach? Why do they make hamaitzi? That's what the minig is. All no, 8 days of Pesach, make a mitzvah.
You can't eat bread the rest of the day, so that's
yeah, but you're not going to make a mitzvah on every piece of cake and every possible kissin. They're only making just a matzah. So I think the svar is that the minhag svar, they're going with the goyin shita. The famous goyin shita is that every kzayis matzah that you eat a whole week, you make a mitzvah. Pashtus, we look at matzah the whole week, like it's a missing matzah Pesach night, and the whole week it's like eating a potato, it's just not chametz. But the goyin learns it out from sukkah, just like by sukkah, there's a chivti in the sukkah, just Leil Rishon, the first two nights. And the rest of the rest of the week, even though it's not a chiv, but there's a mitzvah every time you eat a gzayis, and every time you make a birchas leisha basukah, shekhi shem isfanu leisha basukah, whole week the same thing, even though we don't make a bracha by matzah on the mitzvah, but the grain sheet is that there's a mitzvah every gzayis season. Mainly, you can say, this mitzvah of the grain.
The mitzvah makes what?
The mitzvah is covered. The Minigas Fadim precedes the Goyin. It's probably many hundred years before the Goyin. So it's not that the Sfadim are going with the Shitas Agra. The Shitas Agra is going with the Minhag HaSfadim, the Shigen Shita has a smart from the Minhag HaSfadim, he's going with them. The Mechaschenach does say that what about if a person will be possible to kiss them for one of the Suda Shabbos? He wants to be Yetzi Suda Shabbos. Will you say then, the mitzvah is kava, and you'll make Hamoitzi and Bechas HaMoz on it? That we don't do. That no one will yetsa suit the Shabbos, even Shal Shudas of the Shas of Chak. If he's being yetsu mizaynus, he's not going to bench. He's not going to make mizaynus. So the teretz is you have to say that the Mr. Dabonin is not suit the Shabbos only Mr. Dabonin. Mr. Dabonin is not kaveya kekviya suit Dabonin. Mr. Dereis like matzah will be kaveya. So the fizir will come out this goyin shita that there's a mitzvah whole Pesach that's even more chashav than Mr. Dabonin. Menachnamik because according to goyin shita it's Mr. Dereis. Every Kesach you eat a whole Pesach. It's even more than the Mr. Bonham through the Shabbos.
Yishkei. Oh, sukkahs. If you eat
the Zohar, it's not the Pesach. The Akshmei is because it is a Chometz. It's not, but the Torah said you can't eat Chometz, so this is the past. That's, it doesn't, nobody means because you eat the Akshmei because there's a
Chometz. Well, no one would say that on Pesach or Kisner on Pesach.
For 8 days, this is the bread that you have to eat. There's no, well, on the 8th day, why did it?
If you eat kebrachos, then you're not going to make a...
You said on Jabon, you don't make. So why on the 8th day Pesach you make matzah?
Oh, what do they do? It's a good question.
It's not again. It's not because of that. It's because of the Issa Chometz. We bought this Issa Chometz.
So we know Pesach. We have to know you have to change like
these days, the dead has
a... We make all brachos in Yom Tov Sheni. You make all brachos. Brachos in Yom Tov Sheni goes like Yom Tov Rishon.
But the pshat is because this is the chashivus of Moiti for the 8 days. This is the bread for 8 days. Torah was Megala, this is bread made.
I don't know your reason. I don't know your reason.